Oh, we're already live. Okay. In 3, 4, 2, 1.
Bow, 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 bow.
We are live and direct and erect at Burley, Venice Beach.
Venice Beach.
And you know who that is? My very, 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 very special of all guests of all time, Mr.
Penoms. I don't want to use my real
okay,
name.
Okay, we could go by aliases.
Yeah, Penoms.
Penoms. All right, so what are we doing right now, Penoms?
We are at Venice Beach covertly drinking hard kombucha because the kombucha looks like an iced tea can.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it looks like an iced tea can.
Yeah, thank you, Nova Easy Kombucha for sponsoring this episode. yeah, if you want to use your code, you can get it for 100%, a full price. With the code
Hot Girl Summer. That also is the promo code for my OnlyFans account.
Mm-hmm.
At Penoms,
yeah. Everything there, it looks like a mannequin. And it's pretty nice, if you ask me.
Yep.
Yeah, so today we're just chilling here. Right after this, we're gonna do some LA things because we're very LA.
We're so LA today, Los Angeles. We're apparently in Josh's hood. He claims this city. Josh is Venice AF, also Hawaii AF.
Yeah, welcome, brother. You are now listening to the Couch and Couch podcast. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm mumbling. But yeah, I'm pretty drunk.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Are you really?
No, I'm not pretty. I'm not drunk at all. I'm just messing with you guys. For the people that are watching on YouTube, you can tell that I'm not. It's okay, guys. It's just a bit.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's people smoking in front of that baby right now.
I feel like they're gonna try to get us to join their gang. I'm scared. I wasn't made for the gang life.
What gang? There's people who sell bicycles right next to us, and I hope she's talking about a bike gang, because that's a pretty cool bike gang that I would want to be a part of, and not motorcycles.
God, baby.
Anyways, we're gonna a great segue to our first sponsor. All right, our second sponsor. I'm sorry.
Second sponsor, because Nova was our first sponsor.
The second sponsor is sunscreen because nobody here is wearing it.
SPF. SPF boys. So important. You're gonna hit 45, and you're gonna look like you're 85.
Yeah,
Mr.
We don't want
805.
That. So yeah, Mr. 805 sunscreen company, SPF 85. Brought to you by Mr. Worldwide himself. Promo code Hot Girl Summer to prevent the hot skin from happening. So go ahead and do that now.
Dude, look how dark my driving arm is.
I know.
I know that people can't see.
But for the people watching on YouTube.
Look how dark. Oh, that's my bra strap. Sorry. Look how dark my driving arm is compared to like my face.
Oh, so you guys that are listening on the podcast app, she just dabbed in front of my face and I am pissed. I don't want to be Phil M, and this nurse lady told me to become Phil M.
She
and
like
I don't want to. She interrupted our conversation because I was talking about
our
earlier.
Very private A and B conversation.
Yeah. And she was just talking about like, hey, whatever she's saying, she's right. You're not even listening. What are you talking about, lady? We're well over 4 sponsors, but let's do it. Oh, edit that in post. I said the real thing.
Can you edit on this app?
Yeah, I can. You can edit this conversation out too.
I'm the like for real link people to this episode because I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I'm glad there's no pauses or anything. Want to pause right now?
Yeah, let's pause.
Okay, let's
really
pause,
quick.
Okay.
We're gonna pause really quick.
All right. All right, pause is over. That was great. Great break. Yeah. Man, okay, so.
Should I spark up a J? Do you think we'd get kicked out or, like, yelled at?
This is coming from a girl who's talking to a virgin who doesn't smoke. My answer is going to be, no, we're not going to get in trouble. But in my head, it's yes.
So our fourth sponsor is Lowell Smokes.
She attempted to mix my drink with her drink.
Dude, passion fruit with orange? Doesn't that sound
true? Jeremy, passion fruit. Phil M's.
Jeremy passion fruit lemonade. Oh my god, dude. I'm gonna open.
We're gonna edit this part out because we're gonna make a drink called Jeremy passion fruit lemonade, okay? But
and it's gonna sell. Okay, can I also tell you another story?
Let's hear it. Let's talk closer just so they can hear us.
Recently, not recently, in January, I ended my long-term relationship.
Okay.
Whatevs. Around April, I started going on the apps, Los Bumble, Los Tinder, things like that. My sister lives in the Bay Area, so I was in the Bay Area for a bit, and I matched with, like, some tech bro out there, like, some Asian tech bro. And he seemed cool, because, like, you know, I like smart guys, and, like, we were both on, like, that whole, like, geographic information system shit. Shout out, urban planners. Anyways, music is a big part of my life, right? Like, I have a very specific taste in music.
We have to explain what we're doing.
Oh, Josh is hitting my jewel. But Josh is so straight. I really feel like Josh is so straight edge. And I'm not. Okay. Okay.
420, baby. 420. I'm very straight. For all the ladies out there on the apps, too, find me at Joshua Reyes or the Casting Couch Podcast. Feel free to follow. Anyways, carry on.
Okay, so I met this guy. Tech bro Asian dude, and we were talking about music, and I was like, what kind of music do you really like listening to? And I was like, right now I'm going through a little bit of a phase, like, I'm really into Goldlink is one of my favorite rappers, also really problematic, but I really like Young Thug, whatever. And he was like, you know what I like to do, like, I roll down my windows and I love to blast Jeff Bernard. What the fuck? What?
Yeah, girl, you know what I like to do? Yeah, I drive my car, you know, windows down, Jeff Bernat on max level, chilling.
I told him if he did that in our area, he'd probably get laughed at the very least laughed at, or like something thrown at him, I think.
I honestly don't even know any Jeff Bernat songs. What does he
say? No one does, because Jeff Bernat was literally 10 years ago. It's 2019. Jeff Bernat's peak was, like, I'm pretty sure, 2009. I'm pretty sure.
That was
no hate
10
to
years
Jeff.
Ago. If you know, you know.
I'm pretty sure Jeff is a nice person, and he's, like, he's great. And I think he actually is doing, like, a whole R&B thing, like, trying to be, like, six lakh or whatever.
Black. But anyways, yeah, that's a perfect segue for a quick commercial. Jeff Bernat is a sponsor for this episode.
Shout out, thank Jeff. You, thank you so you, much for Jeff. Giving us the licensing to talk about
thank you.
You
for making me feel M. Yeah, I'm pretty sad my drink spilled. But you want to try some?
I'll try some. Does it taste like a mimosa?
Mm-hmm. This one, Phenom's drink is peach passion fruit.
This tastes like weed. What? Why does it taste like that?
I can't taste that one, but mine tastes like weed because we're in Venice. Perfect. Oh, I just got spit on by.
We love Lowell Smokes Quix because it's like a snap in joint form.
Oh, we're actually doing this right now.
Isn't it so cute?
It is very cute, actually. Shout out, what again?
Lowell Smokes. So it comes with matches, so you don't even need a lighter. Badge.
Okay, we're not smoking. That's illegal.
It's not illegal, though.
It is illegal. It's only legal in your own household. We're not in a house, but I claim Venice. But yeah, so Josh here, pretty bitter because, you know, a quarter of my drink just spilled on me, but it's okay. It tastes pretty good. It tastes like a mimosa.
The mimostis with the mostest. So, I think we should talk about this. Do you think Zach Fox is not funny?
Zach Fox is the guy that was
the depression guy, yeah.
I don't really know enough to say. I just know that song and a few tweets.
So fun fact, back in 2012, I've always been, you know, like a Twitter thought, and then I had to put my shit on private because I was applying for government jobs, whatever. When my shit was public, he added me back, and then he put me, you know, Twitter list, like you can put people on Twitter list.
I'm nodding my head, yes,
He put me on a Twitter list called I Want to Be Your Internet Dad, and it was just like a bunch of accounts that like had hot AVIs, but my AVI was myself.
Abby's for those regular people out there, such as myself.
Sorry.
Okay. Carry on.
But I was underage, so it's probably better that I did it.
No, that's perfect. If he wants to be your dad and you're underage.
Internet dad.
Internet age.
Oh, his girlfriend's real hot, though.
Okay.
I feel like she's your type because Josh, also fun fact, Josh really likes ABGs.
Oh my gosh. You are so right.
Josh... has like a thing.
Honestly, if we're getting deep here, balls deep,
Balls deep?
I don't really like them. I just like, I'm just very curious on like their mindset, you know? And I just want to know how they think and all that.
That's his lady.
So now we're looking at the Instagram account of girlfriend of, what's his name again?
Zach Fox. Who is hilarious. I think he's so funny. Okay. I think he's so funny.
I just don't know enough. You know, I'm not going to say
I don't. School just let out. So all of the high schoolers are walking.
These look like foreigners. Yeah, school just got out at 7 p.m. Okay, so I'm looking at the account at Pickpocket Party. This is not an ABG. This is a assassin from China.
No!
She looks like an assassin in a TV show that like is posing as an ABG, but secretly when you get alone with her, she's... Oh, sure enough, she has a gun in one of the pictures. Was I right? Yeah, fun fact, I've never been wrong in my life. Valedictorian, 10-time.
Dean's
spelling bee champion. I spell the words wrong, but then the dictionary just changes for me.
Cheers.
It's great. Cheers.
What is your opinion on Post Malone?
That's hilarious. I had this conversation with a past lover. You know, I understood the big hype around him, and I was like, okay, let's give it a try.
Uh-huh.
And I listened, and I just couldn't, like, I didn't feel it at all. Like, I was like, okay, like, cool.
Have you listened to him, to him, like, pre-cultural appropriation when he was still a country singer?
I didn't know that, actually.
No. Yeah, so he used to be a country singer, and fun fact number three, I think this is fun fact number three, I don't know the name of the album, but the album that got him famous, the last song on that album is called Feeling Whitney.
Houston?
I think. Uh-huh. But it's him not rapping, and it's him just playing guitar and singing, and it's actually really nice. So the first time I heard that song, I was camping, and I was on acid, and it was like the best night of my life, I think.
Wow.
But outside of that, I don't really care for Post Malone either.
That's very interesting, actually.
Is it really, or are you just
being
polite?
No, I'm serious.
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
Like,
I'll send you the song. click more information for a link to the Post Malone song.
Okay, the acid song. But yeah, I saw him at, what was I at? I think it might have been Flogna? Some festival he was performing. And I was like, you know what? Like, a lot of people are into him. I'm going to try it. Like, see what's up, you know? Like, not just listen to whatever the top songs are on Spotify. Like, I saw him live.
Do you think Post Malone has, like, groupies, like, hoes?
Pretty sure. Pretty sure. But he, apparently he's loyal to his girl since, like, from the jump. Which is cool. If it's true, if it's true, I respect it.
What does she look like?
So regular ass person.
Like this person?
That's not a regular. That's an assassin. A regular assassin. No. He's on like a. I forgot which interview. I like to watch a lot of interviews, but he was.
Oh my God, we need to watch the Zach Fox Genius interview.
I'm down. After these commercial messages.
Okay. Wait. Hold on.
All right. During this commercial message.
How you not gonna fuck on a real nigga? Yeah, I'm getting paid, still late on my bills, nigga. Yo, bitch at my crib, I just let her charge the iPhone. Yeah, man, just come over, charge your phone, charge your fucking e-reader. Listen, man.
E-reader? For your Game Boy? Is that what he said? That's hilarious.
I'm gonna take his bitch, I'm gonna fuck his bitch. It's boring, man. What are we all fucking the same? Like 10 girls? Come on, dude. I'm fucking eating her pussy. I'm like, ugh. What is that? Who is that? Is that A$AP Rocky? What the fuck is this? Bitch, why your pussy tastes like A$AP Rocky? What the fuck? I might as well just get in the room with A$AP. Fucking start sucking off A$AP Rocky.
I would.
Ferg walks up, I unzip his pants, I'm jerking him off, sucking off A$AP Rocky.
This guy's tight.
What's the question?
He's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, bitch. How you not gonna fuck on
And I think I think this persona he did that on purpose to like be like
to get the attention.
No, like I that's not how I have known to know Zach Fox. Like I think that has a layer of irony over it. Like the way he's dressed and the way that he's talking. Like he's doing it to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's
By the
funny.
Way, I'm gonna have to censor all of that because this is a Christian podcast.
John 3:16.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that Bible verse says.
I just know it's stone cold. That's all I know.
Cheers. How much do you have left?
Another cheer. Like, I'm probably like.
Chugs?
Huh?
Chugs?
Yeah, I'm down. All right, we're checking our kombucha.
I couldn't do it. Wait, hold on.
This girl just did a Donkey Kong shrug at me while I was chugging.
It's hard to chug from a can. I need like a
shotgun?
Like a cup? Fuck you. We're gonna, so for our next segment, Josh is going to shotgun a hard kombucha.
Okay, I've never actually shotgunned anything in my life.
Okay, before you shotgun the hard kombucha, what is your review on this hard kombucha?
It's actually pretty good. It doesn't taste like there's alcohol. I have to whisper because it's illegal to drink alcohol in public and when I'm in public. Okay. But anyways, yeah, I liked it actually for the acai. The other one I got is the orange one. We're going to open that in a minute.
Do you drink kombucha, like regular kombucha, on the regs?
I don't on the regs. I actually have maybe like one or two times I've drank it before. I'm not against it. It's just I never just came across it, or you know, like it's never something random that like my mom would bring home from the supermarket. Like, hey, I brought kombucha.
So I'm like a huge booch bitch.
Booch bitch.
I love kombucha, but I only like a specific kind. So, Health Aid. Our third sponsor for this for this podcast, Health Aid. They make a really good
AIDS. They give really good AIDS.
They also make a really good Pink Lady Apple kombucha, and it tastes like Martinelli's. You know that sparkling apple cider?
Bomb. Happy New Year.
And kombucha has so many health benefits for you. It improves your gut flora, and it improves like your hormones, so you feel better. So you can drink hard kombucha, get drunk, and have the benefits of
I feel like I'm kombucha. At Nature's Juice right now.
Exactly.
Shout out Nature's Juice.
Cheers.
Cheers, I don't have anything left. I'm gonna open my next one. I just watched P-Noms.
Do you want the passion fruit one or do you want the orange one?
I'll take what I got and then we just try each other's.
Okay. Right. That's the kind of relationship we have. We just try each other's.
Yeah. We swap spit. Bitch, I got that right now.
You know why? Because we're both Philams and we're part of the same community.
Oh my gosh. I'm not Philam, by the way. I'm just Phil.
I think we should also address this. Yes, there are Filipino Americans that are super cringy. Illipinos, Tumblr, AJ Raphael. Yes, we all know that there is a cringe factor to the internet presence of Filipino Americans. Yeah. But I will not let anyone shame me into being embarrassed to be Filipino. I'm very proud to be a Filipino American. I think I'm also a very privileged Filipino American. My parents came here and were not domestic workers, which a lot of people can't say. So I think, I don't know, I'm very proud of where I come from, and I think Josh should be very proud of where he comes from too.
What's a domestic worker for people like me who don't know?
Domestic workers, so basically like the stereotype for Filipinos is they are the source for the world's nurses and for the world's domestic workers, which means like maids. Okay. Or like cooks and stuff. So like there's a really large Filipino population in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, like that rich ass bougie country, and a lot of their maids are Filipinos, and they suffer a lot of human rights violations, but it's better to be there than to be in the Philippines. We have fun neighbors.
Yeah, sorry if you can't hear us, it's okay, but dang, I learned something.
Yes, yeah. Knowledge bomb.
There's
listen to my other podcast. Just kidding. It's not a podcast. It's just my Twitter. Where you can.
It's a written podcast.
You can.
For those who are deaf.
You can find some really good, interesting facts at Sunday Cough Drop Twitter.
Nice. Yes. There was a bug on my phone, but you know, we're vegan out here. We don't kill it, we just brush it off. You know, all lives matter, baby.
You should talk about Ralph.
Ralph. So I have I hit the table with my can. Hey, before we get into this story, let's open up this next can.
Nova. So I.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay, so, guys. So mine just came on me.
It squirted.
Yeah,
it squirted on him.
Where did that come from?
So his is orange brunch. I'm guessing like mimosa. I've been drinking the peach and passion fruit, and I honestly love this shit. I've been drinking this for like 2 days straight. Inject this shit directly into my fucking veins.
We'll edit that in post. But yeah, I just opened my can and it just went crazy. I wasn't shaking it. wasn't doing anything.
Okay, mine was normal. So obviously, that's okay. This is the first time Josh has ever been wrong in his life.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers. Kombucha.
Kombucha,
bitchy. Wow, what a waste. I lost, like, some of it.
Did you really? Oh, wow, you lost a good amount.
Yeah, it came, a lot came out. But, yeah,
she a real good. Freak. She a real freak.
Yeah. I'm gonna just... No. Let's not...
What was the origin? Do you remember the first time you ever did Thoughts with Josh? I feel bad. There's a baby, like, right there.
There's no baby. That is illegal. We are not doing anything illegal. I follow the law.
Okay, pause.
It's time for a commercial break. Brought to you by April 20. The best day of the year. Anyways. Thoughts with Josh. I think I was just talking with my accent one day. And honestly, I think that's it. I was just talking about something that was on my mind.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was funny. And it was going real smooth. And I got a lot of reactions out of it. And it was funny. And I like doing it. So, yeah. I was just talking about dumb stuff.
But that was like the catapult mind. To your career as like a Phil Am comedian.
This is the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. You can follow all of us at social media at Joshua Reyes on Twitter and Instagram. Or, I'm just kidding. I don't even know what to say. Like, I just liked talking with, saying dumb stuff. I know I usually don't like the sound of my voice, but I liked the sound of it because it was funny and, like, it just went smoothly. And I was just proud because all of it was just, like, you know, unplanned. I just said whatever was on my mind. And it came out pretty good, so... That's all it was, really. I just enjoyed it. And that's all she wrote. Good.
I knew it. It's fine. It's okay that Josh is good because they're... No, because they're little. They're tiny. Like, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter at this point.
What's little, she says.
His penis.
Yep. She got that right. The 1 inch of doom, baby. Girls, beware. Inch alert.
To get another match.
Oh my gosh. Tinder time, baby. Light it up.
So are you also on Tinder, Josh?
I am, but I barely use...
Sorry.
She just blew the ashes toward myself. We're not doing anything illegal, but there's just ashes that happened to be in front of her, and she blew it on my arm and this recording device. But... Yeah. I'm more of a drinker. I don't like to smoke. If you do, that's cool. Good for you. But I don't like to do it, you know, mixing. But you know what? Most of the time, I'm just like, fuck it, you know?
So, just to set the scene for where we're at, we're on the Venice Beach boardwalk. It's really nice. I think the people here are great. I think they're super chill. They're just, like, living their own LA life. I also like that it's almost sunset right now. Dope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it, because we're in Venice. She said so.
I'm in the moment.
Yeah. Paige looks really good. She's just taking it in.
I am. I'm like soaking it all up.
It looks nice. You look like you're emitting a light.
Thank you. He just said that I look like I'm glowing. Mm-hmm. The glow up is so...
That Phil Am glow, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I love Phil Am, baby. Boys. Shout out AJ. Shout out Jeff. Shout out Dante Bosco. Prince
oh my
Zuko.
God, literally shout out Dante Bosco. Don't lie. How many times have you seen the debut?
A whole big two. Two times, which is actually a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. Literally, I'm pretty sure 99.9% of the people that watch the debut are Phil Am's. Mm-hmm. And you've watched it twice. That means you're like Phil Am Am.
That... is what I call the corniest joke I've ever heard in my life, but it's true. I love the Philippines. I love barongs. I love banegs. I love Duron.
Yes.
I love it all.
I was going to text Balabok you to boys. Bring a baneg, but I was like, he's not going to know what that is.
I was actually going to say, like, I don't have any towels, but I do have a baneg.
Dude, you should have brought it, because I keep... Okay, so, life tip. Keep a baneg in your car. You don't
That's
know
true.
Whenever... Is yours the kind that, like, rolls up and then it has handles?
Is it blue?
No, mine is red. Oh. Mine is red, and it's also, like, I'm pretty sure from 1980. I'm pretty sure my mom took it with her when she was trying to come from the Philippines to America. Like,
that's that Philippines quality, baby.
It's old as fuck. But it works. It works. And you don't want to use a towel. Or, like, a benign, like, you don't need to wash. Like, it's bamboo. You just, like...
It's pretty nice. Pretty efficient, you know? You don't got random... Well, you still got random sand, like, particles, but
the only time you're sitting on it is when you're also sitting on sand. So, like, who cares?
That's true. True. Phenoms is right.
Thanks. As per usual.
Cheers.
Per usual.
It's a pretty good view, you guys. Like, the sun is, like, hitting perfectly, and it's coming out at, like, the right angles, with the right amount of
beamage. The sun knows your angles, dude. Honestly, when I learn my angles, it's over. It's over.
I don't know what she's talking about. I'm assuming pictures on Instagram and looking good, but honestly, pretty. And I don't know why she's tripping.
Gang gang.
Yeah, pretty gang, pretty boys.
Hot girl.
Did I say your name again? I think I said your name again, huh?
You did.
I did. We're gonna edit that in
all
post.
Of it
But yeah, okay. The time is at 26. So around 26 minutes, I'm going to edit.
Okay.
Timestamp for myself.
Do you usually listen to it before you post it up? Or
Maybe the first one, but then I was like, you know what? I don't have the time to listen to what I just said.
And you just don't give a fuck. It. So yeah. You're just like, fuck it.
Like, you know what? Like, people are going to like me for me. I'm not going to try to be something else.
Dude, I bet you're going to listen back to this and you're not going to hear a word because it's loud as fuck at this boardwalk.
That's why I'm leaning in pretty close, but...
Sorry, I'm not leaning in at all. You probably have not heard my voice at all this whole time.
But yeah, I could translate all of it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Probably. You never know. But, yeah, the sounds. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Venice?
Okay.
This is the part where we end it. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Dante Bosco, Jeff Burnett.
Smokes. Nova, Easy Kombucha.
Yeah, all of it. Acai and Nature Juice, kind of. But everything, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. To find me on social media again, it's all things at Joshua Reyes. One word. Oh, shit. And we also got at Sunday Cough Drop for all your happy needs. Okay. Nice. All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
You're a bitch.